The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, and it begins with breaking news.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
I think we should, as much as we appreciate the imaging there, and we are now a video show, I think we also need to add a smoke component to the video feed when we have breaking news. Because Tausch was there. Did you go to Vatican City when you were there?
Yep.
And were you? Did the Pope bless you, or did were too long of a line?
No.
Did have a fast pass?
No fast pass.
We have white smoke at the Vatican,
and that means
they have selected your new Pope.
That was fast.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know traditionally how long a conclave lasts, but that seemed...
The movie was like 2 hours.
Seemed like they maybe went in with a pretty good idea of who they liked. They're Aaron Banks.
Yeah.
So we apparently we're going to have an announcement on the Pope.
Nice.
So that is our breaking news. We do
Big
not have
news,
any breaking
yeah.
news on Jair Alexander's situation, on Elton Jenkins' situation that we passionately discussed earlier. You were doing some of your Rocket or Knockets, and you did do one NBA one with the Pacers. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, NBA insider.
Yep.
The Knicks are up 2-0 after winning 2 in Boston. Mm-hmm. So that series is definitely underway with someone having won.
Very much underway. Yeah, very much.
The Pacers have won 2 in a row in Cleveland.
Very underway.
To go up 2-0 in that series on the road. The Oklahoma City Thunder leveled their series at 1-1.
I heard a great line on Unsportsmanlike today because the Nuggets won game one, but then the Thunder pounded them last night in game two. So Canty said the Thunder are up 1-1 in the series.
I kind of like that, though. It does feel
like
that
they are clearly the better team. They just had a really bad game one, but they looked so dominant last night that.
They gagged.
Yeah, they are.
You're up 3. You don't foul in the backcourt. You let 4 or 5 seconds. That was just dumb. That was bad coaching.
So the Thunder are up 1-1. I love that line from Canty this morning on Unsportsmanlike.
And the other series is Timberwolves, Warriors, Golden State, I believe, won the first one.
Road teams won the first game in every series.
Steph popped a hammy, though.
Yes,
he did.
And he's out for at least a week.
I don't want Golden State winning anymore. Done with them.
Do we have a team we want to? Are you on a bandwagon?
I can't. Yeah, I'm Denver. Denver are the Bucks of the West. It's literally the exact same teams.
Well, their season's going to be over soon, too.
Well, Joker, give him credit. They've built and been able to stay healthier in the postseason than we have.
True.
The Denver Nuggets are the Milwaukee Bucks. They are. People in Denver is a much bigger market media-wise than Milwaukee. I don't think there's the same, and I don't know why people aren't, like, pulling to get Joker out of Denver like they are Giannis
really good
out
point.
Of Milwaukee. Like, you don't see that, and I think part of it is because Joker, you feel like he doesn't play into the game, and I don't even think Giannis is playing into the game. Maybe it's he's more of a superstar, and Joker just keeps to himself. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this is the Denver Nuggets are in the same spot. They've been able to keep Gordon and Murray healthy through their playoff runs, and they've gotten deeper and have been better in the postseason than Milwaukee with Giannis. But they're the same teams. They're built very similarly, and I think Denver has been able to maybe squeeze a little bit more. And if they're able to get out of this series, they're going to be in the finals.
And you love you some Joker.
I just love the way he plays.
You don't love him as much as you love Giannis, he's your Western Conference Giannis.
100%.
Yeah.
He's the team I root for, and when the Nuggets come to town, old T's going to invariably be disappointed he's not playing at Fiserv. That's how I kind of mark my calendar NBA-wise.
All right, so Hunter just sent us something.
This guy's having a week.
The Pony
Is
Express.
Is it Compacula?
No, the Pony Express in Pittsburgh.
So let's we'll get to
another Pittsburghian, or is this part of the Jana consortium?
No, he's a radio host in Pittsburgh, Andrew Filipponi.
Brust nemesis.
I have seen this.
Oh, by the way, Brust had to retire, huh? It sounds like that news that he broke was
tough week for journalism.
Was actually broke. The Vikings are going to piss.
I don't think it has been officially broken. But to recap, Andrew Filippone, if you follow him on Twitter, it's at the Pony with an I Express because his last
just
name
like Jesse
is
with
Pony.
An I.
Yeah,
my name doesn't have an I.
He's the one who had yesterday or earlier in the week anyway that it's the Vikings that'll be headed to Dublin to face theoretically Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, not the Packers. Now again, he's only as good as his sources. Ben had a good source, or so we thought.
Sure.
And maybe maybe that shifted between when Ben heard what he heard and what's now being discussed. Because if you have Aaron Rodgers playing against the Packers, you probably want that game stateside.
I'm going to assure you of this. If Aaron Rodgers plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steelers-Packers game is going to be in the month of September.
Yeah, you want to get to it early.
I would think it might be the opener.
Could be. Mm. Mr. Filippone.
You think the league forces Rodgers, hey, make a decision here before we schedule? And you think Rodgers, like, kick rocks? I'm going to wait
until
after?
He'd intentionally wait.
And I think he thinks they got screwed last year with their schedule in New York.
Because of all the primetime games.
The road and tough start to the season. Mm-hmm. You knew last year they needed to be good early because you were more of a mercurial team. And mercurial teams need to win early or otherwise guys aren't maybe as invested. That's one of my theories.
So, again, I don't know Andrew. I don't know. He is on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So he has covered the Steelers and certainly talks about the Steelers a lot. Source. The Steelers have inquired about Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs.
Okay.
And I saw something from Albert Breer in which Albert Breer suggested that Aaron Rodgers really likes Romeo Doubs.
Not when he was here.
That is not my recollection of 2022.
Or when he left. Didn't Romeo Doubs say he never talked to him?
He said, I learned a lot from Aaron even though he never spoke to me.
Oh, and then Aaron said he had lunch with him one time.
Multiple times.
If I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
They had some lunches.
Took a beat with Lois. The Steelers have inquired about Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs. Green Bay drafted two wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers played with Doubs in 2022. It's believed, which is what you use when you don't know. I've done it myself.
I've noticed. Yeah. Trust me.
It's believed Rodgers really likes Doubs. I don't believe that personally, but it's believed by some.
Okay.
We'll see where this goes. That's from the Pony Express, Andrew Filippone.
What's the beef? So he has beef with Brust?
So he's the one who reported that it's the Steelers.
Oh, so there's no beef.
Steelers,
I was joking,
Vikings.
Saying that it was his
nemesis.
Oh,
I thought there was beef.
No, well, he's reporting something different.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't think they're gonna. What are you gonna get for Romeo?
I would assume they would put some conditions on it because it'll be for next year's draft now. I don't know. He was a fourth-round pick. I would think Goody would say, we'll give him to you for a fourth-rounder, which can go up to a third-rounder if he hits certain benchmarks. Would you do it?
Yep.
What if it was for less than that? What if it was for a sixth-rounder?
Nope. Fourth of the condition all the way up to a second if he's dominant, if he has a big-boy year.
Yeah. He's had some big-boy moments.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I think that's a reasonable thing to ask for.
I'm of the belief that they're, you want to forgive, but you never forget. It's unprecedented what happened last year. I've never seen it. Never. And you get second chances in life, and that is great, but that doesn't mean that you pay that second chance $25, $30 million a year, which is if he becomes the receiver you hope, that's what you're going to pay him. So,
Someone else is going to pay him.
Yeah, or someone else will pay him. So if you're going to let it play out, the reason I probably – need that second as a conditional if he is that guy, because if he has a really good season and leaves, compensatorily, he'll be a third or fourth round pick if he
Correct.
Gets a big boy deal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do that. I'd rather reap those benefits here. But it's become very clear the Green Bay Packers are moving in a different direction where they were wide out. And if you don't believe me, look at the first three picks.
Right. I would just say in Romeo Doubs' case, wherever he plays, he has shown enough glimpses that you think he could be a really good two if he stayed healthy and was on the field. I think not. I don't believe he's a one, but I believe he could be a pretty darn good two. He's pretty good in red zone, pretty good in short.
Do you ever want Jaden Reed to be your number one? Do you think he's good enough?
I don't. I would
still
want
got Wicks.
I would want Wicks or Golden or Christian Watson.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. Golden needs to be the number one.
Golden looks like he could be a one.
Did he?
I don't know what Jesse got to watch. I watched him.
The good highlights that they showed when he did good things.
At the line of scrimmage.
Well, Musgrave was in the Hall of Fame if we just going off.
And he did not look spindly or wiry.
What did he look like?
He looked like.
Does he look the part?
He looks like Greg Jennings.
Okay, we'll take
5'11", compact, not wiry, not like DK Metcalfe either.
He looks like Greg Jennings.
He looked to me like
not now. Greg Jennings yoked, bodybuilder,
yeah, big bodybuilder. Yeah,
so he's not the bodybuilding Jennings. The
no, he's the one that I covered as a player. Yeah,
would we be happy?
Smooth athlete.
Would we be happy if he is Greg Jennings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'd also be happy if you told us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
I will do that. There is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set your free in-home consultation, and you commit to nothing at this point. Just like the Packers have not committed to anything wide receiver-wise. You don't commit to anything either. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends May 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Did you hear this? Jesse has cobbled together with the help of one Hunter Vaughn. We will play that next, live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We roll on live from the – this. I'll say this. It is, A, beautiful in here, but, B, it's really bright.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's a fun spot.
It is really fun, and we're excited about this partnership. It's been fun coming down here. It is a bit of a trek from Green Bay, but it's such an easy short drive from Madison, which makes it – such a great place for
Madison. I think if
you're
aggressive, and again, stay within the speed limits, but, you know, I want to make sure I specify all that. Right about an hour.
Yep.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Right about an hour.
Not bad at all. And one toll. One toll.
And you can avoid it if you want to.
Did you guys circumvent the toll?
No, we did not, but you can.
Ooh.
You can. There's a way.
I'm just going to pay it online when I get home. And hopefully this will pay off as well. Time now for a Did You Hear This?
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This? On Wilde and Tausch.
Guys, there have been a lot of prominent guests that have joined the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves over the last week or so. Not so many on this show. I don't really do a great job booking.
It's not very nice to say about Brian Bulaga and Evan Cohen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're recurring guests, though. I mean, there's some prominent people who have been on our airwaves. So, wanted to play a little bit of this, not only because it's cool to feature some of these special guests that you can listen back to all the conversations on the new ESPN Wisconsin app if you missed any of them, but Tausch, I'm imagining
Jason's messing with that box back there.
And watch out. Don't fry your head in there.
Fry that head.
That's what I've heard. Very dangerous.
Tausch, there's a couple of things here that you haven't had a chance to weigh in on because you've been out and about a traveling man all around the country. So,
a stranded man.
First up, here is ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter earlier this week on Jen Gaben Chewy. He was asked about Green Bay hosting the 2025 NFL draft, and he's been complimentary, but he did say this as a little feedback if there is a next time.
Did you hear this?
I didn't think the league did the right thing with Green Bay. I thought the draft should have been in Lambeau Field, not in a parking lot outside Lambeau Field. But I think that they're worried that they want that shot, that look where people are just lined up all over, and they don't want to see in a stadium, I think, you know, empty seats across the stadium, even though there are so many people in attendance on the field and whatnot. To me, you're in, you know, Lambeau. You're going to Lambeau Field, let's go in Lambeau Field.
Adam Schefter joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every Wednesday morning on ESPN Milwaukee. Tausch, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I thought that, I mean, the draw of Green Bay, obviously the Packers, Lambeau Field is the crown jewel. It is, it was highlighted, you could see it, but there is no way, even when you put people on the field, that stadium is going to be full.
Mm-hmm.
They filled a stadium for Brett Favre, who was, outside of Jesse and some of them, there was a vitriol about having him till he retired and came back. They filled the stadium in the heat of summer, and you paid $4 to get in. This is free. You don't think they're going to fill that stadium? Of course they would. And it would be awesome. And I do think if they do it again, and I think Green Bay at some point will get another one. I don't know if it'll be in the next 30 years. Who knows? Fireworks over the state. Like, it would be even more magical. They did a great job. I agree with Shefty. I do.
I do as well. I thought the same thing. And being where we were, since our media area was unavailable, we were up on the suite level on level 5, and then you could look out onto the field. They had so many people for the first round that the overflow went to Lambeau Field. And I remember remarking to one of my colleagues, why didn't they have the overflow go outside and have everyone be in here instead? Now, I understand you need to have a covering for the stage. I understand all, but they've done concerts at Lambeau before. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I thought that was a miss,
and I
too.
Think, you know, part of it is you're going to have to cut the stadium, and you'll lose some seats, but you'll get those back by putting them on the ground, you know, on Lambeau.
Not that the grounds crew will be pleased about that.
No, but you have plenty of time to get that all fixed and figured out. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It was a great event. And I don't mind Shefty.
I think it's a fair critique.
I don't mind Shefty trying to make it better. I do that with board games. I do that with card games.
You do that with pretty much everything.
I always want things to be maybe a little bit better.
Next up, and did you hear this? Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard joined the huddle the huddle with Barry Alvarez last week with Tarek Salah, Derek Engler, Alex Cravat, and, of course, Barry Alvarez. Solid endorsement as anyone is given for Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Here's what Chris Ballard said about Fick.
Did you hear this?
Luke's good coach, man. And look, we want success right now. Nobody wants to build anything anymore. I can tell you this, going into Cincinnati and then knowing Luke at Ohio State, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to build a football team. I thought he did an unbelievable job at Cincinnati. They were disciplined, they were tough, and they were edgy hungry. And it's going to be fun to watch, you know, the transition, especially with the new offensive coordinator and what they do. But look, I believe in Luke. I think he's an outstanding coach, and he is exactly what the university needs, and he will have big success.
Tausch, that feel pretty good coming off of your big
Jason?
your big outing in Vegas. Was there a lot of support? Everybody feeling good about where the
program
is heading?
I think everybody is optimistic that, you know, here's where I know I feel confident we're going to be better. And just watching practice, you know, got over, I think, 3 or 4 practices, and then the spring game, if you want to call it that. We're a lot bigger up front on defense, and there is no question. Last year, at the end of the year, we were worn out. We didn't have the depth, and teams bully balled us. And that was abundantly clear that needed to get fixed. We got a lot of bodies. We got a lot of big bodies, and the defensive side of the ball is going to look a lot different than it did last year. As far as, you know, what Chris Ballard had to say, he is a Wisconsin alum. I'm glad that he feels that way. I think Luke Fickell is a good football coach. This is a big year for this program. And I think we all understand, you know, it's a really difficult schedule too. And that means, can you be a lot better? And maybe the record doesn't look a lot different. I haven't looked, and I won't comment on it anyways because I don't do college sports, so I'm not going to even go. You can if you want. It is a very difficult schedule this year that the Wisconsin Badgers have.
They could be a far improved team and still have some challenges. But, look, I think what Chris Ballard said there is one of the things that frustrates me most about where we are in all of sports, and that is we want everything right now. And I love teams that build and work, and this is a process. And I understand it hasn't gone as quickly as some hoped.
Part of the problem is in today's college football, that process isn't the same. You don't lean on that process as much. It's more instant gratification because that's what the players have accessible to them. So
that's
programs
true.
That build and develop and grow aren't valued in the same way. It's just that it is now more, and you saw this in college hoops too, you need to have grown at blanking men, as Luke Fickle said.
Excellent editing work.
There is,
nice.
There
good
is
job,
no,
Hunter.
There is no longer... There's no longer the let's let these young guys develop and grow. And maybe their freshman and sophomore campaigns aren't there because they're going against the 26-year-old that's been on 3 Mormon missions. It's just a lot.
Or been to 4 different schools collecting lots of money in his NIL
but
pocket.
It's different, just like you can watch hockey and a January birthday compared to a November birthday and puberty and not puberty. There is a difference in a grown, blanking man at 25, going against a 19-year-old that's scrambling to try and win. It's just different.
It's true. I did not
so
expect
I'm not
puberty
pout.
To be part of our answer.
I'm not going to pout and cry about it. It's the reality of where we're at.
But I would also say that my hope is that with some reform, which is supposed to be closer than ever before with the Wild West, that you will augment your roster like free agency in the NFL, and you will add those pieces, but you will also be rewarded for being able to develop. And that is what Wisconsin has done under the previous structure of college football. I would love for college football to be a hybrid of you can still develop guys that become really good players for you, and you can also target specific areas that you need help in free agency.
Like Liam Meeson said,
good luck.
Good luck.
He doesn't say that,
yeah,
you know.
It's the other guy.
It's like the bad guy that says that to him.
Remember, your mom played him in your whole skit in the headline.
He needed more luck.
Well, that's fair. Whoa, Nelly. Oh, wait, that's the
yep.
next segment.
One more for Didi here. This my mom's favorite media personality, Stephen Watson of FanDuel TV, joined Jim, Matt, and Molly. Yeah.
Why is it because he's a handsome guy?
I think so. I don't know for
She's
sure.
She's all about
she
just, the aesthetic.
She has asked me so many times, are you friends with Stephen Watson? Do you know Stephen Watson?
Is that your
Watson?
Mom's impression?
Yeah.
She's got a great energy about it.
She's happy with George, though, because Watson is married to David Gruber's daughter.
Yeah, off
so
the market.
He's not
Why are
available.
Putting all Stephen Watson's business out on the street.
I think Stephen Watson's put that business out on the street.
All right.
Maybe she just likes his takes on things. Like this, when he joined Jim, Matt, and Molly, when he talked about the end of the Bucks season and what's next for Giannis.
Did you hear this?
It was another moment for us to just sit back and realize the type of person that we get to root for. And the type of person that, Jim, I know you're a dad, you know, the type of athlete that's a role model to so many young kids. And what better brand ambassador of Bucks basketball than number 34? You know, I don't know if it's the end, but, man, I just appreciate what we've seen. I'm a forever fan of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I don't know anybody who isn't. And if they aren't, I don't trust them.
Wow.
I knew this would hit you with the kids, right? Good role model for the kids.
Giannis, and I'm not saying this lightly.
That came across sarcastic. I didn't mean it that way.
Like you did.
He really
came
is.
Off very
he
sarcastic.
He really
ruined,
is a good role model.
Ruined a great moment.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll just get out of the way.
No wonder your mom likes Stephen Watson better than you.
It makes me think that we need to brace ourselves for some, you know, I don't love that.
Sure
I'm not also
like
giving.
That.
I'm not going to give in on that until I have to. But Giannis is going to go down as one of, if not the greatest athlete that we've ever had in our state. He is a Mount Rushmore guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he leaves, I will not have any like, normally I would be irritated. I would be mad. I'm not. He's given us everything with everybody pulling at him for years to leave and him having opportunities to do that. Giannis has been everything you'd ever want. And I hope he stays. I don't want to even give him any options of leaving. But if he comes and says, and I don't know if he's gonna, but if he does, I'll say, man, I appreciate what you did. And I don't say that about a lot of guys. No. He'd be one of one.
I would agree with everything you said. I want to go back to something you said earlier in the show, though, and that is, why don't they play this game with Jokic?
He's not as interesting.
Is that why? Like, he's just not. You're amazed by what? I mean, they have the same MVP numbers, right? Or does he have one more?
Jokic might have more.
So why don't they do that? Why isn't everybody looking to get him out of Denver?
Denver's a pretty big market. He's not. Listen, man, he's the steak. He ain't the sizzle. He's the steak. He ain't the sizzle.
And they've got a great steakhouse here, but it doesn't open until 5, so that won't be an option for me on my way home. One option that I will have is to listen live to all of our programming or listen on demand, all part of the all-new, all-redesigned ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The brand-new ESPN Wisconsin app has a customizable homepage, makes it easier and quicker for live listening. Your shows are at the touch of a fingertip, and the ESPN Wisconsin app is available in both the Apple and Android app stores, and it's totally free. It's totally great. I use it whenever I'm transcribing something to double dip with a story on channel3000.com. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. Woe Nelly is next, live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
My odds are stacked. I've never been a gambling man. I've never had the winning hand. But for you, I'd lose it all.
Breaking news from Jeremy Fowler.
Oh,
Jair?
The Carolina Panthers are releasing edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney. Interested?
Pretty old.
No,
I'm all not right. Either.
He's got to be over 30.
Speaking of things I'm not interested in, time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys
discuss. Can we get Stephen Watson to do it instead?
Breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Guys, Merry Christmas.
I was wondering if he became. I don't know if Carrot Top is making an appearance over here, but he looks Carrot Top.
Right after Chris Roth.
We got together.
Chris Roth. He might be down here.
You may recall we got together the Packers Saints game on December 23rd. We did that show in person together. And exchanged
a day
that'll
live in infamy.
I will never forget that day.
Tausch got a great gift, and so did Jason.
Man.
And
opinions
mine
differ.
Was still in the mail. It was still coming my way. It ended up arriving sometime in mid-January because there were some production delays.
Oh, production delays.
And then we haven't really been together since.
All that good stuff.
The NFL draft didn't feel like the right time to do this, but now here we are in this box.
I don't think you can call a Christmas gift in May.
In this box, there are two of the same thing, if you want to call it a birthday gift, a Christmas gift, or just a thanks for being pals gift.
Okay.
How do you want to open this? Same thing's coming out no matter what.
All right.
Well, you open it, and then...
Oh. This is awesome.
They have the Wilde and Tausch logo on the...
Wilde and Tausch giant hats.
Oh, I saw these on Shark Tank.
Dude,
Jesse, this is such an amazing gift.
This is blanket awesome. This, even Jason's gift that I got him was great. This is even better. This is phenomenal.
Merry Christmas.
I don't know if I can see it on there.
This is, and Jesse, I can't believe you did this. Yep. I saw these on Shark Tank. I was like, there's no way people are going to buy them. And then they took off like crazy, and I love this. And I don't mean to sound as surprised as I did.
I actually did a good gift, yeah.
You did a great gift. Look at that. That is so cool.
I had written down, so the way that I like to go about gifts, I write down in my notes on my phone when someone says they want something, and I forgot what player wore this in the Packers locker room.
Jair Alexander did.
That's Jair timely. Wore this hat?
Well, no, well, not no, the Wilde and Tausch one.
This is a custom made, yeah.
I have an idea.
Great.
Jason. Now, I don't know.
Not to steal your thunder. Yeah. It's a great gift.
No, you're good. I'll remember this. This is a blank and awesome gift.
It really is.
Wear it to baseball tonight.
Oh. I'm going to wear it to Coach Golf.
What I think we could do is whoever we think is the most quotable that we use on our show, we take this and Jason gives them a hat like this once a month, the most quotable Packer, and we hand out a Wilde
Give, give one
hat.
Of those to Tucker Kraft to yes. wear in the locker room.
Are we going to make more, or do I have to give mine away?
No, we will get – we'll figure that part
it
of it
It takes
out.
Like 8 months to
hey,
get these
Tucker,
things.
I've got this great painting reproduction of Hansel and Gretel. You're the most quotable person. God. Here you go. I don't want to give my hat away.
I think this is close. I think if I'm power ranking the Christmas gifts, this beats Hansel and Gretel.
Wow.
Which I didn't think I'd say.
Wow.
It beats Hansel and Gretel. I can assure you this. I'm not dumping this in the garbage can at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I know that.
You're not going to leave it here for someone else to find?
I am really, really, really
This
impressed.
Is awesome.
This goes in it, by the way. It's like a foam thing. Oh. It helps you wear it better.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall over your head.
Well, he got, but he was smart. He got it over his headset.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it worked. It worked.
I had it just rested awesome. On there. Jesse, this, I'm so.
I'm really impressed.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was worth the wait.
I'll take the rest of the show off.
Yeah. Well, we've only got
20 seconds of airtime.
Yeah. Jesse, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Leave
you.
Us a review, the Noggin Boss.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Well, thank you. That's good work, Noggin Boss. That was a really good
that's
idea.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Whoa, Nelly.
Good
that's
thing,
it for
good
Whoa,
thing that
Nelly.
Was good because I had everything else prepared. Yeah,
that's as good as it gets.
You should walk off like Costanza. Yep. That's it. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Right. Thank you, Hard Rock.
We will wrap things
I
up.
I got to hunt you on eat lunch at Hard Rock. So
he literally took off his headphones. We'll wrap things up next from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me, almost like a job from 9 to
noon.
Working 9 to
noon.
What a way to make a living.
What a day.
This has been extremely.
Admit this is one of our better, like in person. Because usually we're just better on the road.
What were you gonna say there?
Am I right?
I would say that as a rule, when we do shows together in person, they're not nearly as good, and sometimes they're flat out bad. That was not the case today.
Oh, good
day.
Show today.
This is a different. Oh, maybe it's because we've never done a show together in person across state lines.
Yeah.
Could be.
There's something magical about Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
There you go.
Now, whether Might or not be. Jesse's going to win or not, that does not cover it over the magic part. But our show today was really fun.
Next remote's in Mississippi.
And we can't wait. We'll be back here again in June. So if you didn't make it today, I know Jeff made it. He's a teacher here in Rockford. I know you had a couple of enthusiastic fans who came up. And, of course, Jeff in Monroe is not in Monroe. He's in Rockford with us. I will see him and his lovely wife at the wedding in a few weeks.
Oh, you're going to make that
Well, they invited the girls.
Yeah.
Key
Smart
piece
move.
Of information.
Yeah.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much to Hard Rock Cafe. Hard Rock Cafe.
Well, there
Hard
is one
Rock
of those.
Casino, Rockford. We are in the
Chris Rock is coming, right?
He is not.
Right? And Chris Rock. We will do it again
Kevin
tomorrow.
Harder.
Chris Cross.
And we'll do it again here in a month. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.